Welcome to OV English School. Imagine sitting in front of a local meal and seeing natto, balut, haggis, or century egg on the table. At first, you may think, "What is this?" That reaction is normal. But today's story shows a bigger idea. Food can look strange when you do not know its history. Once you hear the reason, the same dish can feel normal, practical, or even beautiful. We will follow foods from Japan, Korea, the Philippines, Scotland, Iceland, Mexico, and China. As we go, try to notice how each food is linked to daily life, survival, or celebration. Let's begin. Around the world, food is more than something that stops hunger. It can show family habits, local weather, hard times, and special events. A dish that seems shocking to one visitor may be an ordinary part of life for local people. To make this clear, let's follow one simple journey through different foods and notice how opinions can change. First, think about daily foods. In Japan, natto is made from fermented soybeans. Fermented means kept for some time, so its taste changes. Natto smells strong and looks sticky, so many first-time visitors feel unsure. But in Japan, many people eat it for breakfast with rice. It is quick, filling, and familiar. In South Korea, kimchi is another daily food. It is made from fermented vegetables, often cabbage with chili, garlic, and salt. Families often prepare large amounts together in autumn. That shared work is part of the story. So here, the key idea is simple. A food can seem unusual to an outsider, but daily use can make it normal and loved. Now let's move to a second group, street foods and snack foods. In the Philippines, balut often gets a strong reaction from visitors. It's a fertilized duck egg, boiled and eaten warm. Fertilized means the egg began to develop inside the mother duck. In Manila, people may buy it from street carts in the evening. A traveler may first look away because the idea feels difficult. But locals may see it as a normal snack with protein and a long street food history. The point is not that everyone must like it. The point is that a first reaction can be too fast. If someone hears the story behind it, they may become more open. Next, let's look at foods tied to festivals and identity. In Scotland, haggis is made from sheep organs, oats, onion, and spices. It is traditionally cooked inside a sheep's stomach. That sounds harsh when you hear the ingredients one by one. But people who try it often find it warm, peppery, and filling. It is especially linked to Burns Night on 25 January, when many Scots celebrate the poet Robert Burns. Here, the food is part of a cultural event. It is not just dinner. It is a way to remember literature, community, and pride. So the food makes more sense when you know the occasion. Let's pause and compare the first three examples. Natto and kimchi are daily foods. Haggis is a festival food. All three are normal in their own settings. This is why travel can change a person's opinion. If you taste only the look, you may say no. If you learn the story, you may say, "Now I understand." Now we move to survival foods. In Iceland, hákarl is fermented shark. It has a very strong smell, and some people compare it to ammonia. That word means a sharp cleaning smell, not a pleasant kitchen smell. Many visitors react quickly and step back. But hákarl belongs to Iceland's food history. In the past, people needed ways to preserve food for long winters. Preserving means keeping food safe for a longer time. Iceland's cold climate made that important. So the dish is not only about taste. It shows how people survived in a difficult environment. A traveler who knows that may change from disgust to respect. Mexico gives us another useful example, chapulines, which are grasshoppers. In Oaxaca, they are often toasted with garlic, chili, and lime. The result can be crunchy, salty, and a little smoky. Some visitors feel nervous because insects are not common food in their own countries. But insects are a practical food in many places, because they are available and rich in protein. So chapulines are not a joke or a dare. They are a real local food with a clear use. That is another reason why cultural fluency matters. It helps you see purpose before judgment. Finally, in China, century egg often surprises people because the name sounds mysterious. It is not a 100-year-old egg. It is usually a duck, chicken, or quail egg preserved for weeks or months in clay, ash, salt, and quicklime. The white turns dark brown and jelly-like, while the yolk becomes creamy green or gray. It is often served with congee, a soft rice porridge. Congee is gentle, so it balances the stronger flavor and texture of the egg. Here again, The dish becomes easier to understand when you see how it is eaten. The food is unusual, but the meal is thoughtful. Now, let's bring the story together. These foods do not all mean the same thing. Some are part of everyday life, like natto and kimchi. Some are quick snacks, like balut and chapulines. Some are linked to survival, like hakarl. Some belong to celebration, like haggis. And some, like century egg, show preservation and texture in a simple dish. The pattern is clear. Unusual food often has a reason. That is why a traveler may change their opinion after hearing the story behind a dish. At first, they see only the outside. Later, they learn about climate, history, family, or a festival. Then the food is no longer just strange. It becomes meaningful. In many cases, respect starts with one question: why do people eat this? That question opens the door to understanding. Question: why might a traveler change their opinion after hearing the story behind a dish? Answer: they may see that the food has a practical reason, a family tradition, or a festival meaning, so it feels less strange and more respectful. Question: what could you say politely if someone offers you natto or balut? Answer: you could say thank you, I'm curious to try it, or thank you, I may try a small bite. Question: why are natto and kimchi grouped together in this story? Answer: they are both daily foods and both use fermentation, meaning the food changes over time and lasts longer. Question: what do haggis and century egg show us about food culture? Answer: they show that some foods are linked to special traditions or careful preparation, not just to taste. Question: which food in the story is most connected to survival, and why? Hakarl: because preservation helped people keep food safe through long cold winters in Iceland. What would you say first in this situation? Discussion: which polite question is most useful here? So here is the main idea to remember. A food may look strange, but its story can be practical, historical, and deeply human. Natto, kimchi, balut, haggis, hakarl, chapulines, and century egg all make more sense when we hear the context. Next time you meet an unusual dish, try to ask a kind question before you decide. That simple habit can help your English and your cultural understanding grow together.